You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Friday, August 9th. And the most interesting thing in tech is Huawei's announcement of their new operating system, Harmony OS. We all know that there's a devastating, nasty trade war between the United States and China. There's been a dispute about U.S. tech companies working with Chinese tech companies, particularly Huawei. There are questions about whether Google can work with Huawei, and thus whether Huawei can have Android in its new phones. Remember, Android is the operating system in most Huawei phones. And so for the past couple of months, people in tech have been wondering, what the heck will Huawei do if and when they have to make phones without Android? Well, now we have the answer. They've built their own operating system, Harmony OS. So is it an Android replacement? Have they very quickly and suddenly recreated something as good as Android that will work as well? It seems like the operating system, based on early reviews, is innovative and smart. But there's a really important thing to remember. An operating system only works once the app developers build their apps for it. Ask Samsung or ask Microsoft. You can make a great phone operating system, but if the app developers don't want to put their products there, no one's going to use it or no one's going to want a phone, right? Because if you can't get your favorite apps on the phone, then you don't want to buy the phone. And so there's a chicken and egg problem. So Huawei will have to do what all these other companies have tried to do, incentivize the big app makers to port their apps over to the phone. But that's a long, hard, arduous process. So that's the first problem. Second, when Huawei made the announcement, they said, look, here's Harmony. We actually want it to be an operating system not just for phones, but also for Internet of Things devices, for televisions, for all kinds of stuff. And that is bold, but also creates trade-offs. If you want your operating system to work on all kinds of devices, it means that you have to make compromises. And sometimes the compromises bring you to lowest common denominator. It's hard enough already to have an operating system that works on all kinds of different sized phones. This is a problem that has bedeviled Android since the beginning. It's much easier to work on iOS because there are a small number of phones it has to work on. It's much harder to work on Android because it has to work across this whole ecosystem. Harmony OS is going to try to work across the whole ecosystem of phones and all these other places. Can Huawei do it? They're certainly off to a good start. They certainly are being ambitious. But it is a very hard project. Something very important to watch. It's definitely the most interesting thing in tech. All right, I'll see you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.